Haley Williams' mom, Eileen, says she first realized her daughter's abilities when Haley was in middle school, and her softball coaches worried she wasn't spending enough time on base to practice running the bases.
She was fast, so fast running mm-hmm. on the bases that the coaches there were like, we have to teach her how to slow down.
Eileen says it was around that time that she suggested that her daughter should consider running track. So Haley went out for the cross-country team and impressed her coach.
I mean, he was like, you know, I think there's something there. And then a couple of the coaches in Fairbanks actually kind of pulled me aside and said, she has something there.
That something, of course, is her eye-popping ability to accelerate right out of the box and streak to the finish line on short-distance sprints. But Haley says she didn't decide to commit to track until her sophomore year, when she met an Anchorage-based running trainer who encouraged her to compete in short-distance running events at a tournament in Hawaii.
Like, I actually broke the record there that they had for that meet, and then I came back home and just started really focusing on sprinting.
Since then, Haley's gone on to set 7 records in the 100, 200, and 400 meter sprints, and she set a new state championship record for the 100 last summer in just over 12 seconds. Then she beat that by better than a half second at a national meet in North Carolina. But it was the 200 meter event that caught the attention of Duke University assistant track and field coach Mark Mueller.
Right after I got done running the 200 meter, Coach Mueller, he reached out, and then we just started the recruiting process right there.
Eileen says she and Haley's high school coach, Tara Owen, have both checked around and determined that Haley is the only Delta high school athlete ever to be recruited by an NCAA Division I school. Haley says she considered other offers, including one from the University of Oregon and another from Boise State, but she chose Duke because of its renowned School of Medicine.
I'm really interested in, like, psychology and biology, maybe even nursing. I just haven't, you know, quite figured that all out yet.
Haley says she hopes to establish a career in medicine, but first she'd like to compete in the Olympics and become a professional sprinter like Usain Bolt. She says those are personal goals that would help her inspire and counsel athletes at other small schools in Alaska.
A lot of people don't see the struggles and challenges that athletes go through. They do go through quite a bit, and they're not always open about it.
Coach Owen says Haley already plays the role of mentor for her teammates by, for example, teaching them the best way to launch out of their starting blocks to improve their performance. This even though she's already busy with a regime that includes 3 monthly trips to Anchorage to work with her trainer.
Every day she still showed up at our meetings. She still trained with us. She still did all of our group things. She was a part of our team still.
Eileen says she's especially proud that Haley holds a 4.2 grade point average, which she says didn't come easy and, like her athletic endeavors, required a lot of hard work.
Her accomplishments don't define her. Her character defines her. She uses her accomplishments as a means to help others.
Eileen and Haley both say they hope her hard work and accomplishments inspire other Alaskan students to aim high and challenge themselves to succeed, especially those who come from small towns. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.